politics have always figured in the fiction and essays of German writer Günter Grass. His books include The Tin Drum, Cat and Mouse, and The Flounder. Now there's a new collection of his writing on the subject of German reunification. The title poses the question, Two States, One Nation? Book critic John Leonard has a review.
They went ahead and did it anyway, the two Germanys, as if the Berlin Wall had been a chastity belt. They're in bed together again, a single two-backed beast, under the sign of the Deutschmark, in spite of Günter Grass, who told them not to. Grass has been telling them not to for 30 years. He agrees with the Frenchman who said he loved Germany so much that he was glad there were two of them. Which is why Grass has been called, and I quote, a traitor to the fatherland. The bad boy of German letters hates the very idea of a German fatherland. Look what the fatherland does when the lights are out all over Europe. This is more than Oedipal rage, as Grass makes clear in these essays and speeches dating back to 1961. He began to write because of Auschwitz. Writing after Auschwitz meant using damaged language, in all the shades of gray. No more black and white ideology, or blues of introspection, or polished literary chamber music. No more detergents and all-purpose poetry, but shame on every white page. Maybe some other nation could have committed Auschwitz, but only one really did. Unless, says Grass, we stuffed our ears with lottery tickets, we must have heard the screaming. One of the preconditions, he says, for the terrible thing that happened was a strong, unified Germany. We have every reason to fear ourselves as a unit. He calls instead for a confederation, a linkage of provinces, sort of like Switzerland. Germany in the singular is a calculation that will never balance, he says. As a sum, it is a communicating plural. This plural can communicate in a mother tongue instead of a fatherland, a state of mind, a muscular culture, as German language writers communicated long before Bismarck, as far back as Grimmelshausen in the 17th century, and as recently as Group 47 after Hitler's war. These writers never killed anybody. Two States, One Nation will get some silly reviews. The New York Times has already said that when it comes to politics, Grass is kind of dopey. Let's see how dopey he sounds a year from now when half the population of what used to be East Germany is unemployed. And he's speaking in metaphors, anyway. You and I may feel that the war is over. Let bygones be bygones. No hard feelings. Some of our best friends are Germans. But Grass understands himself to be, quote, someone who writes against passing time. Time passes, but Auschwitz hasn't gone away. What's wrong with us, he wrote in Headbirths, is neither material nor social, but an emergency of the spirit. In his opinion, nationalism, everywhere and anywhere, is a bacillus. He quotes here from a fairy tale in his novel Dog Years. Nothing is pure, he says, not snow, nor virgins, nor salt, nor Jesus Christ, nor Karl Marx. If anything were pure, then, quote, the bones, white mounds that were recently heaped up, would grow immaculately without crows. Pyramids of glory. But the crows, which are not pure, were creaking unoiled even yesterday. Nothing is pure. No circle, no bone. And piles of bones, heaped up for the sake of purity, will melt, cook, boil, in order that soap, pure and cheap. But even soap cannot wash pure. To this shameful fatherland of the white mounds and the cheap soap, Günter Grass is a Cassandra, a pariah, a brave traitor, and a brilliant witness.
John Leonard is media critic for CBS Sunday Morning. He reviewed Two States, One Nation by Günter Grass. This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross.